This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We're again being told to stay out of the water at area beaches today as Hurricane Erin continues to whip up those dangerous conditions along the shore. Here's AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Well, Susan, most of the rain from yesterday's system is now gone, and the main concern for today into tomorrow all comes from Hurricane Erin. She's beginning to accelerate to the north-northeast this morning, and it will turn farther away from the east coast this afternoon and tonight. Nevertheless, life-threatening rip currents and very dangerous surf will pound the area beaches through tomorrow, along with some coastal flooding and beach erosion. Conditions will improve markedly Saturday at the beaches. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Already beach erosion in Atlantic City, Fire Department Chief Scott Evans.
We've done some drone flyovers already measuring our beach, so we have a good idea of how much beach we had before the storm and what we're going to lose.
As always, stay with 1010 Winds as we continue to track this storm. A longtime advisor to Mayor Adams has been suspended as a campaign volunteer. This follows an unusual incident.
Following an Eric Adams campaign event in Harlem Wednesday, Katie Honan, reporter for the city news outlet, was handed a bag of potato chips by Winnie Greco, a longtime Adams ally who resigned amid scandal last year. Now, inside the bag of sour cream and onion chips, a $100 bill and several 20s. Honan noticed it and immediately texted Greco saying she couldn't accept it. Greco later telling the city that she made a mistake and meant no harm. It was just a gesture of friendship. Now, in response, Todd Shapiro, a spokesman for the Adams campaign, saying in part they were shocked by all of this, that Greco holds no official role in the campaign, and she's suspended from all volunteer activity. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Beyond this, we've also learned that new criminal charges are expected against former Adams aide Ingrid Lewis Martin. Both she and her son were charged in December for alleged bribery and money laundering involving real estate deals. Reports say the new charges are also expected to include allegations against Jesse Hamilton, the deputy commissioner at the Department of Citywide Administrative Services. A spokesperson for the DCAS declined to comment. So did the spokesperson for Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. New York commuters again giving the MTA a piece of their mind.
MTA has spent more money on fare evasion than actual infrastructure. Hurricane Sandy, which was in 2012, we have had three fare hikes since then and no fixture.
The MTA held its final two public hearings on their proposed fare hikes, and subway and bus riders were of one mind on this.
I wouldn't support the fare increase if you had anything to show for the recent fare increase that we had as of like a year and a half last year or so ago. Literally, people are dying in the trains. People are being harassed by the police. The trains flood when it rains.
The proposal is to raise the base fare for subways and buses from $2.90 to $3. Most MTA bridge and tunnel tolls would rise from $6.94 to $7.46 with EasyPass. There would be no change to the $9 congestion pricing fee. The TSA now banning your hair straightener, or at least some of them, from your checked luggage. These include cordless curling irons or flat irons containing gas cartridges, butane-fueled curling or flat irons, or gas refill cartridges for those same hair tools. If the TSA finds these now banned items in your checked bags, your entire piece of luggage is going to be taken away. You can, however, have these in your carry-on, but they need to have safety covers to prevent them from accidentally being turned on. Hair tools with cords are fine for both checked or carry-on bags. It is now okay to water your lawn in Suffolk County. The County Water Authority had asked folks to back off that entirely because of a drought. Spokesman Daniel Dubois says that helped a lot, so now they're asking people to switch to an even odd schedule.
If you have a home with a street address that is an odd number, you only water on an odd calendar day, and then vice versa if you're at an even street address. And that really helps us manage demand throughout the system.
He notes this is very important because with a decrease in pressure, they need to make sure firefighters have enough water in the event of a large blaze. A five-year-old is lucky to be alive after falling out a fifth-story window at a NYCHA building in Sheepshead Bay. This was at 2986 Avenue V, where the boy's mother told ABC 7 she had just taken the air conditioning unit out and the window did not have safety bars. She also says the boy was trying to get his toys at the time. He fell onto a grassy area and was rushed to Maimonides, where he was conscious and alert but had to have surgery for bleeding on the brain. In a statement, NYCHA said it's investigating and is working with the family to make sure they get the services they need. One very generous person helps doctors here in the city perform a medical miracle, and we're talking about a living donor here.
Surgeons working at New York Presbyterian Columbia Hospital performed a triple transplant success. For the first time ever, a single liver donor helped save three people's lives in one day after surgeons performed a domino split.
The biggest problem in liver transplant is the organ shortage. We just don't have enough livers for every patient that has liver failure.
Dr. Jason Hawksworth explains it started with one donor and the outcome, well, it saved three people's lives.
Using a domino liver transplant and transplanting three patients simultaneously in one single day, this took a lot of coordination.
All thanks to one person choosing to give the gift of life. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
If you're living like something out of the old Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, chances are you probably can't afford it. A new survey from Walker Research finds half of us don't make enough money to support our current lifestyle. They asked 2,000 people and found 69% are looking for ways to make extra money, with 32% saying the current economy has got them thinking about starting a side hustle. 28% said they're looking for a gig with better benefits. 20% want a better work-life balance. Well, for those with $2 in a dream, there was no winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so that jackpot is now up to $700 million. The next drawing is Saturday night. Move over, Apple Worldwide Developers Conference. There's a new tech party here in NYC.
This is exciting. It's like a Taylor Swift album announcement for nerds.
Jimmy Fallon was on hand to pull the wraps off Google's new Pixel 10. While the new phones may look similar to last year's Pixels, there are a bunch of new AI software features like Magic Q. Google's Shanaz Zak says it's designed to pull information like flight confirmation numbers from your email and suggest it in your texts or calls.
How do we build these app bridges to get you the information you need?
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
While the Trump trade wars are pressuring Apple to consider charging more for their next iPhone, Google says they won't raise prices on the new Pixel.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.